We turn our attention now to the last couple of Se'ifim and Rukhazim that we'll be focused on, which are among the most relevant. Earlier in the year, we had focused on the Malachas of Shomrim that emerged from Daf Pei. One added person, two added people, men, women, Shomrim, Prutim, a lot of those important details. Balayla, Baderach, where people are asleep. And we had focused, we had discussed some of the issues of relatives, yichud between relatives. And then there was some larger conversation about the nature of the issue yichud. Chatkila, b'diyeved, being careful both about avoiding both technical violations of yichud, as well as avoiding situations which might technically not be yichud, but are still break the bounds of propriety. Malkan l'tov v'ashmur. Now we're up to the middle of Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, a fresh topic, a very, very significant topic. Two topics actually come one after the other. Let's take a look. Near the end of the narrow lines in Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, Masechet Kiddushin, we just spent the last week or so a lot of time in Kiddushin Daf Pei. Amud Aleph, Ruben Hazab to Ruben Aleph. And now we're on Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. At the 8-9 lines up from the end of the narrow line, in the middle of the Yamun, Kedusha Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, Amar Rabba, the little letter Hey of the Emish Benimus. Amar Rabba, the Gemara is going to have a series of two statements, two dinim, by two peers, and then a story that will begin to pull things together. Let's take a look. Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us a new din. Ba'alah Ba'ir, if her husband is in town, ain choshish mishum yichud. We're not concerned about yichud. This is the concept of Ba'alah Ba'ir. Ba'alah Ba'ir, her husband's in town. Rav Yosef tells me another din. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishos HaRabim, you have an open door to the Rishos HaRabim, to public space, ain choshish mishum yichud. Not concerned about yichud in that case. Ba'al Be'er is a question of who's around. Pesach is a question, sounds like, of this type of situation, how public or how private it is. Each one is going to be a focus. For now, we'll be focused on Ba'al Be'er, which is going to be in Shulchan Aruch Sibches. We'll come a different day, to tomorrow, take a look at Pesach, which is in Sibches. The Gemara goes on to tell a story that involves Rav Yosef, the man, but the din of Rabba. Rav Bibi, if you want to be technical, I think it's Rav Bevi. I think that's how his name appears in Divrei Hayamim, perhaps it is. But you should know how to pronounce it. And you should pronounce it Kanod. Rav Bibi Ikla Levei Rav Yosef. So the Amor Rav Bibi came to visit Rav Yosef at his home. Vosar Dekarach Rifta, after they wrapped bread, I mean after they had a suda, they had supper. Amar Lahu, Rav Yosef says to the other people in his house, Shkulu Dargum Etusei Bibi, take out the, sweep away the ladder from underneath Bibi. What does that mean? At first it seems so, you know, Achros Darachim went totally awry. First they're having nice suda together, and they sweep out the ladder from underneath him. So Rashi explains, Shkulu Darga, take away the ladder. Sha'achlu, Rashi says, Ba'aliyah. Apparently they had eaten on the second floor of the house. The Yardu, all three of them, Rav Yosef, his Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Yosef, and Rav Bibi. The Yardu of Yosef and Ishto. And then, after eating, Yosef and his wife went downstairs. In our homes, usually, the dining room was on the first floor. In Rav Yosef's home, the dining room pattern is on the second floor. So they climbed up the ladder and went upstairs to eat. And then, Rav Yosef and his wife came down. So who, Nishar Bali, but he, Nir Bibi, stayed upstairs. Shkulu Dargim Etuse Bibi, so when he says, take away the ladder from underneath Bibi, Shalo Yerevi Yisachet. In other words, Rav Bibi is now upstairs. Rav Yosef and his wife are going to be downstairs. Apparently, Rav Yosef is planning to leave. just to sort of build out what the case might have looked like. For Bibi, we just found out he had traveled at some length and finally arrives at his destination or at a stopping point by Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi is exhausted. He's davening early Ma'ariv, and he had supper. He's planning to go to sleep soon. Rav Yosef is busy in the house, and Rav Yosef is headed out to night stages, headed out to give a shiur, headed out to sit with the family, whatever he's doing. Leaving behind in the house his wife on the first floor and Rav Bibi on the second floor. Problem is, a yichud problem. To leave them alone is going to be a yichud problem. If he stays in the house, no yichud problem. But Rav Yosef needs to run out. Rav Yosef needs to stay home. And Rav Bibi is planning to probably go to sleep upstairs. So we have a yichud issue. So what was the solution? Rav Yosef says, take away the ladder. Because if Rav Bibi is upstairs, they have movable. Imagine if the steps in your house could fold up. So some of you may have that. There may be a gate to the attic, and you pull it down, and the ladder comes down. But imagine if the ladder came down, if it wasn't just the attic, it was the second floor, and the ladder can be moved away from the top floor. Imagine you move the steps to it. So if you're up on the second floor, you're locked in until someone downstairs decides to unlock you. So basically, Rav says move the ladder away, meaning lock your BB upstairs. He's going to sleep, he'll be fine, and it won't be a yichud issue, because he has no access. He doesn't have the option of coming down if he wants. Okay. The Gemara says, one second, what's the obvious question based on a little bit that we just learned? Well, there. Apparently, if Yosef was headed out of town, so then we would understand. Apparently, the situation was, I wasn't there, you weren't there, but the Amoraim, who had a Masor on the story, said the case was that Yosef wasn't leaving town, he was headed to Beit Medrash, headed to Shul, headed to someone's house, headed to do whatever he was doing, but he was staying in town. So the Gemara said, what was the issue? The Amar Rabba, Baila Be'ir, and Choshen Yichud, but didn't Rabba say that Baila Be'ir is no concern of Yichud? And by the way, you see from here, that's not a machlokas, Rabba and Yosef, not that each one had one heter, the other one didn't hold up, because then, there, Yosef is a pesapasuach man. But no, it wasn't machlokas, they're two separate independent dinim, which you can also tell from the language, Amar Rabba, Amar Yosef, two separate paragraphs. So Yosef presumably holds a Rabba too, so what was the concern? So the Gemara says, Shainu Adibi, the Shushavinte Havai, the Geisavai. You're right, generally, Baal Beer is not a problem. But here, this was a unique situation, Libo Gasba. Rav Bibi and Rav Etzion Yosef knew each other from way back when, so they were more comfortable with one another, and as a result, it's called what the Aramaic is Geisabay, the Hebrew translation, as we'll see in the Rambam, is Libo, which appears elsewhere in Chazal, Libo Gasba. Since they were more comfortable with one another, the Heter of Baal Be'ir comes with an exception. Baal Be'ir, but not with Libo Gasba. Just like we saw, let's say, the Heter of Shnei Anashim has an exception. Shnei Anashim, but not when they're Pritzin. Shnei Anashim, but not Badera. See here too. You have Baal Be'ir, but not when it's Libo Gasba. That's the Gemara. But let's go back for a moment. So as I said, you have Baal Be'ir, Pesach Pasuach. Let's put Pesach Pasuach aside for now. We'll focus right now on Baal Be'ir. We'll come later on, different shiur, to Pesach Pasuach. So we have Baal Be'ir, and then we have, but an exception of Libo Gaspa. There's an interesting comment that Rashi makes, an interesting comment that Tosus makes, and there's a subtlety in Rashi, and all this appears in the page of Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to the opening line, which seemed very straightforward. Amar Rabba, Baal Be'ir, Nechosh Shemichah. A six-word comment by Rabbi. Seems straightforward. What does Rashi say? Got to read Rashi on this side. Baal Be'ir in Choshen Lama Shemichud. What's the first word that Rashi says? In Choshen Lama Shemichud, Lahalkos, to get Malkos. Meaning? Yeah. It's Aser, you don't get Malkos. Why? Take a look at Tosis. Baal Be'ir in Choshen Lama Shemichud. Pirish Bekuntres in Choshesh in Lahalkos. Yat Choshesh to give Malkos. Ma'ashma Mitol Peirusho. The implication is, Ha'yisurim Yeikah. By the beer, Rashi seems to say, Tosis points out that Rashi seems to say, by the beer is not a heter. It just reduces the Isser. It's not as severe, you don't get Malkas. The previous piece where we're talking about Malkan al Yichud, if it's by the beer, then it's a reduced type of Yichud with no Malkas, but it's still Isser. What's the obvious question? Yeah. So why was the Gemara shocked about Rav Yosef? The Kashi became my part of the Samach of Rav Yosef. What was the Gemara's Kashi? Shuhi at said Shkul Dargu to say Bibi. And the Gemara asked Rabba Rabba Bala Bina Kosh Miyichud. My Kosha, what's the problem? Malkus Lekka, the Stur Miyichud. Rav Yosef was an Orthodox Jew. Rav Bibi was an Orthodox Jew. Rav Yosef was an Orthodox Jew. They didn't just want to avoid getting whipped. They wanted to do the right thing. So if the Bayal Beer is still us there, what's going on? Tosa says, I'm not sure what to do. Tosa with Rashi, Nir Lafarish, Ein Choshish, and Klal, Shem Yichud, Afilu, Yisura, Laka. Now, that doesn't just mean that the Bayal Beer reduces the degree of the Isser. Bayal Beer eliminates the Isser, unless it's Levo Gospel. Unless it's Levo Gospel. So that's point number one in Rashi. So if I just read one word of Rashi, let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll come back to appreciate more of the Rashi. We return to the Shulchan Aruch. Se'if Ches, the Shulchan Aruch. Se'if Ches is a sif of Bayal Be'ir. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch, language of Shulchan Aruch, with eyes open so far to the Machlokas Rashi comes to. Let's see if we see any clues about how Shulchan Aruch passes. Isha Shabbal Be'ir, here in Sif Ches and Shulchan Aruch, Isha Shabbal Be'ir, a woman whose husband is in town, Ein Choshish and Lesach, you are not Choshish, to have Yichud with her. What does that tell you? Rashi tells us, both, neither? Well, so far, you say Tosis. What tells you Tosis? Right, okay, Ein Choshish. But, that was language of the Gemara. Rashi tells us different ways of understanding was in Choshish. So you might say, well, but if he meant Lahalkos, should have said Lahalkos, maybe. On the other hand, it is the language of the Gemara. But then on the other hand, you say, well, the day does sound like Tosis because Shulchan Aruch talking Halachah Ma'aseh B'zman Hazeh, we're not giving Malkos anyhow. Maybe. Okay. Maybe. Let's keep our eyes open. Let's see. He says, why? Eimas Baila Aleha. Concerned about her husband. So therefore, in Choshen L'Sefeh. The Imahaya Zeliba has the Gaspa, but it was Liba Gaspa, Kigon, Shigodla Imo. They grew up together. They were in the same kindergarten class. They grew up in the same block. Oh, Shihi Krovaso. Another example of Liba Gaspa is they're related. It's his sister in law. It's his cousin. It's his aunt. They are appropriately comfortable with each other. But therefore, Liba Gaspa. Or, in Kinei Labayla is that a very negative type of Libo Gaspa equivalent is this married woman is so comfortable with this other fellow that the husband suspects that there's an affair going on and suspects it so strongly that he's already made the first of the two steps of Sota. He was Matane his wife. In front of Adam, he said to her, I think something's going on between you and Shimon. You should not be alone with Shimon. I'm putting you on notice. Okay, that's a very negative type of Libo Gaspa, but again, a different type of concern of a Libo Gaspa. So in any of these cases of Libo Gaspa, lo yisachedi ma, you should not be, they should not have Yichud af of Yishabayel Be'er. Even though it's Bayel Be'er, they should still not have Yichud. Anything more about Rashi versus Tosis? But fairs like those, because he said, if it's Libo Gaspa, then there's Malkus. Then you should not have Yichud. So the very clear implication is, if it wasn't Libo Gaspa, you may have Yichud. Okay, Shulchan Aruch seems to clearly be assuming like Tosis against Rashi, and indeed you look in the Beis Shmuel in the Tosis position around the Shulchan Aruch. Isha Shabbaila Be'ir, Beish Chelkis Mahol just says, look at Rashi and Tosis, they have a machlokas about this. The Beish Shmuel, Sifkat Yudais, right over here, He says, Ishabal Dirin Choshishin, Hainak Vishitas Tosfos, the Lekka Isser. Larashi Osterin Lokin. He doesn't just say there is a Machlokas, he says there is a Machlokas, and Shulchan Aruch is Pasan Tosfos. Bayil Beer is actually Mutter. Okay, it's the first issue. Bayil Beer, is it Mutter, is it Osir? Answer is, it's Mutter. So, you understand Rashi, those who struggle to try to understand how did Rashi read the Gemara, but Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like, Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch, by the way, here, as is often the case, is a direct quote the language of the Rambam. Okay, so Rambam, Tosfos, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch all hold that the Bayil Beer is a heter, not just a reduction of the degree of the Isser and the Petur Onesh, it's an actual heter. Then there's something else going on. Yeah, and I should stress, in Achronim, this is also a question. The Chachmas Adam does consider maybe we should pass on like Rashi, Bayil Beer is Aser. He raises that. We'll come back to the Chachmas Adam soon. Chachmas Adam says, no. Tosfos, Rambam, Shacharach, we pass that. Tosfos has a very strong kash on Rashi. We assume Bayil Beer is not Libo Gaspar. If it's real Bayil Beer, it's Heter Gamor. It is interesting, if you look in the Rif and the Rush, they leave out they don't quote the second half about Libo Gaspar, the Chum of Libo Gaspar, but the Rabbah Meshulchan Aruch, as you saw, clearly do quote it. There is a heter about the ear, but if it's Libo Gaspar, then there is no heter of Bayil Beer. So let's take a question or two, and then I want to take a look at Pesach Teshuvah, who opens up the next layer of Rashi. Next customer.
Are classmates considered legal gossip? Meaning, if you're comfortable with your classmates, would they go to...
If you're in a co-ed school,
yeah.
If you're in a different school, which is co-ed, are classmates legal gossip? Potentially. We're still getting our feet wet with the sugya, and we need to develop one more larger question. We're going to look at the Pesachei Teshuvah right now. It's going to raise two details, surprising details. That's going to lead us to appreciation of the overall underlying issue of Bayil Beer, and then we'll be well positioned to talk about a lot of detailed questions because they're going to flow as a series of 5 or 10 nafkaminas from one underlying question. Let's take a look at the Pesachei Teshuvah, Siv Katan Zayin. Pesachei Teshuvah, Siv Katan Zayin, which begins. On the Amud Beis, in the margin of Amud Beis, it continues on the Amud Aleph below the Shulchan Aruch. You see a Pesachei Teshuvah over here, and near the end of the margin of Pesachei Teshuvah, page 114, second on Amud Beis, near the bottom is a little letter Zayin, She'emas Baila Aleph. It quotes, Ayin B'Sefer Binas Adam. What is the Sefer Binas Adam? Binas Adam is the Chai Adam Sefer on himself. Just like the Mishnah Berurah, Chafetz Chaim wrote Mishnah Berurah with the major Mishnah Berurah, the discussion halacha. Then he has more comments on himself. The Dir Halacha is more discussion. The Shaarei Tzion is his own footnotes on himself. So the Chachmazad, the Chayadim did this. Chayadim is a sefer on Or Chaim. Chachmazadim is Yoredei and some of Eben Ezra and Chosh Mishpat, including Hilchos Yichud. So he wrote Chachmas Adam, and then he wrote the Binas Adam, his Bina, understanding, where it's sort of like Sharatzi and Biralacha. More discussion about the basic Dina they discussed in Chachmas Adam. So he says, Ayin the Sefer Binas Adam, the footnotes of the Chachmas Adam to himself, Shar Beis He, Shar Beis Hanashim, that's the segment of the Chachmas Adam that discusses, Yicha discusses, Nida, and other related topics. Shekasa, Chachazana writes the following. Nun Laman is near a leak. The near a low. Davka bevesa on Abed Aleph, only if it's in her home. This whole heter of Bayil Beer is only if she's home. If a woman, married woman is at home and some other man is there with her, Bayil Beer and Choshim Shemich. But, now here we are, below the Shulchan Aruch and Abed Aleph. Aval in Holechas the bayis acher, if she goes to some other location, Aval pisha bayil beir yesh for shemichah. There's no heter bayil beir unless she's at home. Why? And then he says another din. That Afi Odas, the middle of the second line. Afi Odas, she Odeya Heichani. Even she is at home. And he knows where she is. In Baila Nasan La Rashus Balechas Abeis Ploni Bade Chayshina. If she's there with her husband's permission, so then there's no heter of Baila Diyah. Certainly, her husband said, yeah, go have a private conversation with so-and-so. There's no Baal of Ir. Two significant chumras of the Chachma Sadam. Again, writing in the part of the Sefer called Bima Sadam. Chacham Pitzah Chuvi, according to Chachma Sadam, that Baal of Ir does not apply unless she's home. And really, unless the husband doesn't expect the guy to be there. Where does this come from? What's this all about? So they're both of these chumras of the Chachmas Adam, which we will soon see are not accepted l'chaladeus, both are built on an assumption. The assumption is as follows. We just skipped a line. Now let's come back to it. Again, from the first line on Amud Aleph of Pesukei Teshuva, in Halachas Abayis Acher, if she's not home, she's going to some other location. Avi Shabbat Beir, her husband's in town. Yeshu Shem Yichud. Why? The Bezel Lo Shayech, the Mistafmi Bayla Hashta Asi. You cannot say that she's worried her husband may pop in right now because she's not home. She doesn't expect the husband to pop in here. She's somewhere else. She's at the office. She's somewhere else. She's in a meeting. Her husband's not here. The Chachmas Adam says the only reason why Baal Beir is mutter is because there's a real chance the husband might pop in. But if there's no chance the husband's going to pop in, so then there's no heter of Baal Beir. Where did the Chachmas Adam get that from? So you got that from a line that we were up to. Go back to Daf Peyal from it all. Amar Rabba Baila Beir in Choshim Shem Yichud. So we had started looking at Rashi. So far we had read the first word. The first word was already a Chiddush Lahalkos. Baila Beir is not a Heter, it's just a Petur Onesh. How does Rashi continue? The Mistaf Lahalkos. Why? The Mistafi mi Baal Hashta Asi. Mistafi means she's scared. She's concerned. She's concerned that her husband may pop in, or Dilma Hashtasi, he may pop in. Achshav Yavo. The Chacham Zadim says, Rashi said very clearly, what's the basis for Baal? Again, Yichud is Aser. So why is my husband's in town, not in town? It's relevant. Yichud is Yichud. This is the right exception. She's a married woman. This is certainly Yichud Arayos. So what is the man's position? If the husband's here, it's not Yichud, it's not Seisar. If the husband's not here, so why does it help that the husband's in town? What does this mean? So Rav Chachman says, look at Rashi. Rashi explains why. Because there's a real chance. It's not so private. She's home. The husband may come home at any moment. Okay, the husband may come at any moment. It's not Yichud. Says the Chachman Sadam, oh! So if she's not home, there's no assumption the husband may pop in at any moment. She's a patient of a doctor or a therapist, or she is the doctor or the therapist, seeing another patient, seeing a client. The two, she's alone with some man. She's not at home. Her husband's not planning to pop in here. But she's in a meeting with one other man. That man is not Mike Pence, so he's not insisting the door be open. So then, I have a Baal Beir. Says the Chachmas Adam, what does it help Baal Beir? She's in his office, she's in her office, but her husband's not. She doesn't expect her husband to pop in here. If she's home with some other man, home, so the husband may come home also. So that's the Chachmas Adam's first chumrah. Rashi said that the whole heter of Baal Beir is based on Mistafmi Baal Hashtas. There needs to be a real chance that the husband's walking in. As opposed to, for instance, when she's not at home. Number two, yeah.
It seems odd to say it's only Rashi, because the Shulchan Aruch also says Lashon that he must have
Ba'al. Oh, good, very good. When it comes to Shulchan Aruch, very good. Very good, very good. When it comes to Shulchan Aruch, very good. I'm glad you're looking and thinking. But first, let's take a look at let's consider for a moment the second chumrah of the Chachmas Adam. What was the second chumrah of Chachmas Adam? If the husband gave rishus for his wife to be alone with a guy, then it's also not Ba'al Be'er. If he knows that they're going to be alone, it's not Ba'al Be'er. None of that, practically speaking, severely limits Ba'al Be'er. The only time they had to Ba'al Be'er is when the husband would be surprised. Sounds like it's often not really a very healthy situation to begin with. But why is that true? Why does it matter whether the husband knows or doesn't know they're alone? Yeah.
He might walk in any time.
Okay. He might walk in any time, says so better.
They're not scared of him walking.
Good, good, good. Not one makes it look like he's going to barge in. Or on the other hand, even if not, but they're not as concerned he may barge in. Oh, let's work on it a little bit. This is rooted, again, Pesachei Tshuva Kedarko, his job is to give you a very summarized version of a longer tshuva, a longer discussion. So, if you look back in Binas Adam, he explains more where this comes from. He's really bothered by Akasha. It's not only the first line of Rashi, Lahalkos, that's difficult. The story of Rav Yosef and Rav Bibi seems to imply it's not Lahalkos, it's Hetzer Gomer. He points out the second half of Rashi also seems to be problematic given the story of Yosef and Rav Bibi. Because Yosef and Rav Bibi had told us the din of Libo Gas. Right? Libo gospel, all of a sudden, Ba'al Be'er doesn't apply. I don't understand. You're worried that the husband may come in. So what does it help? Why does it matter whether they are comfortable with another or not comfortable with another? If you're worried the husband's going to walk in and catch them in the act of niyuf, so what does it matter how well you know each other from before? If the husband will come in and catch in the act of niyuf, that seems like a very, 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 very strong, sturdy heter of yichud. The husband may pop in at any moment. So what does it matter how much we know each other from before? This is not a private situation. So Chacham Zanim says, that's also a good kasha. So I have to say another chiddush. My second chiddush is, says Chacham Zanim, libo, what's pshat libo gaspa? No abdafka, says Chacham Zanim. He vastly expands the exception of Libo Gaspa. He says, Libo Gaspa doesn't have to do with Davka. We're friendly, we grew up together, it's my aunt, it's my cousin. He says, those are just examples. That is what the word Libo Gaspa, a geisim, mean. But he says, it's the point, the category is really any situation where the husband is not surprised that his wife is spending time alone with this guy. And why is that relevant? Because he says, and this comes back to what Shmuel was saying, Chacham says, what's about Libo Gaspa? They're not just worried the husband may walk in during the couple of moments of actual Tashmish, but Bechlal, if the husband walks in and he finds his wife strangely, oddly, alone with this fellow, it's a little suspicious. And if they realize we're in, even just sitting here together, we're in a position where it would look very strange if hubby walks in, so that's already sort of putting a damper on the whole situation. It's over the course of the 3 hours they're together, at any point in time, husband walks in and say, like, that's a lot, raise an eyebrow. That's what it is. So that's a massive, massive, massive. Chacham just gave us two massive chumras. Number one, Ba'al Be'er is only when they're specifically in a place where husband's likely to actually walk in. And on the other hand, he shrinks the scope of Ba'al Be'er, he expands the scope of the exception. Anytime that if the husband were to walk in, it would make sense that these two people are together, all of a sudden Ba'al Be'er doesn't apply. It's only when he's actually gonna, real chance he's gonna walk in, and if he walks in, he'll be like, wow, this is strange. So it could be that it's not strange because they're cousins, because it's the brother-in-law, sister-in-law, because it's an aunt and a nephew. Or could be they're not strange because not friendship, but as he goes on to say, No, he does not. He doesn't. The Jew doesn't quote it here. Even if it's a more of a technical, they're having a business meeting. And that's what he says. And the husband knows that the wife is having a business meeting with this fellow. The husband knows that the wife is sitting with a male therapist. Or the husband knows that his wife, the therapist, is sitting with a male client. Or that his wife, the physician, is seeing a male patient. Or vice versa. Or there's some workman who came to the house. The electrician is showing up. The carpenter is showing up to fix something out. So he wouldn't be surprised to find that this fellow's in there. Yeah, they know that. He knows that the electrician is in the house for 3 hours working on something in the basement. Anytime it wouldn't be odd that this fellow is alone that Shimon is alone with Reuven's wife, if Reuven were to walk in and find Eshes Reuven and Shimon alone, doesn't raise an eyebrow. Shachar Muzam says there's no hetter of Baal Be'er. He shrank Baal Be'er and expanded the exception of Libo Gaspa. Now, these are both rooted in what fundamental assumption? That Baal Be'er is based on? Mustafi Mibal Hashta Asi. There's a concern the husband, Rashi being very, very specific and very, very lamaisa. The husband may show up right now. Hashta Asi. He may walk in right now. If you assume that, so then again, so then you end up with multiple chumras. And again, it's difficult because that's what Libo Gaspa means. Libo Gaspa is an example, and anytime the husband walk in, so Chazanish is famous for having said in Yiddish, Baal Be'er is a nerve. Baal Be'er is a feeling. It's not a specific practical concern. And the Chaznish, and it's not just the Chaznish who says it, the Chidah already wrote this several centuries ago, and it's probably rooted in the language of the Rambam, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Elisha pointed out, what's the language of Shulchan Aruch? Let's wrap up the last 30 seconds. Shohar's language is Emas Baila Alea. There's a concern about her husband that's upon her. That's a much more general idea. The Chaznish and the Chidah and several others understand that the Rambam is arguing that Baal Be'er isn't like a specific concern. He may show up right now. The truth is, that might be true for anyone, not just for her husband. If there's someone else also who we anticipate is likely will walk in the next couple of minutes, anyone could be like that. Maybe, are you going to say Baal Be'er is just an example? Or are you going to say, as a Rambam, no, there's something unique. Anyone who's going to, the real chance someone's going to walk in, any Shomer might work, potentially. But if it's a husband who's in town, even if there's no chance he's actually walking in, his proximity already just puts her in a different frame of mind. And then, Libo Gaspa, we'll get to next time, why Libo, once you change how you understand Baal Be'er, it expands the scope of Baal Be'er, as we'll see next time, and we begin to understand Libo Gaspa in a much narrower way. So next time we'll develop this nugget some more. We'll see 5, 10 nafkimim halakha maisa that flow from two definitions of Baal Be'er.